Now to your emails.
Earlier this week, I talked with Scott Silliman, a former military lawyer, about the first U.S. war crimes trial since World War II, which began on Monday at Guantanamo Bay. I asked Silliman how the military tribunal would differ from a criminal court.
We would not see a great deal of difference, Melissa. The military commission trial itself will be very similar to a military court-martial. So it will be a regular trial, just as your listeners are used to seeing if they've ever been to a criminal court.
Well, several of you were uncomfortable with that response. Joff White of Cincinnati wrote this: "The jury will consist of military officers. Have you ever seen a regular criminal trial with a jury of police officers? A civilian is tried by a jury of his peers."
Melissa also talked on Monday with Dean Peterson, a mail carrier from Lacey, Washington. Peterson is seeking the official right to wear a kilt to work.
Currently, we can only wear a pair of pants and slacks and then a pair of shorts, and I'm just getting it to where we got one more uniform option to wear.
Well, Sheldon Browder of Virginia is required to wear a kilt for his job at the Anderson Blacksmith Shop in Colonial Williamsburg, and he writes this: "Though I was a bit dubious at first, I have found, in the 2 years that I've worn the garment, that a kilt is the most comfortable garment that any man has ever worn. Nor is it a dangerous one to wear, even around hot metal and flying sparks. I applaud Mr. Peterson's efforts and hope that he is successful."
Robert, I have to say, I've never seen you in a kilt. Is there any kilt wearing in your background?
No, there is not, but thanks for asking. Also, yesterday, we remembered the actress Estelle Getty, the former Golden Girls star who died this week. Anda Pastelniak from Pembroke Pines, Florida, was disappointed with the way that we ended our remembrance.
Ms. Pastelniak writes, "After saying how witty her character was and how loved she was for the show, you ended the story by saying she died of advanced dementia. While there is no shame in the disease, was it really necessary? Shouldn't you adhere to the do no harm motto? While I love NPR and your show especially, I felt that comment was totally unnecessary to the story."
Finally, a correction from Friday's show. In our review of the new movie Mamma Mia, we incorrectly told you that the show had been a hit on Broadway since 1999.
Thanks to listener Adam Knight of New York City for reminding us that Mamma Mia didn't open on Broadway until 2001. The London production premiered in 1999.
Well, to tell us your reactions to the program, go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the top of the page. And please don't forget to tell us how you say your name.